completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Really good for the order. See, we finally got a letter from the Office of State Plan Coordination in reference to the comprehensive plan as it related to the Wayne Baker application. I'll be forwarding that to you for next week so you can review it for the next meeting.
Love it.
What date did you give him?
Love it.
June 11th. Okay. Please say you have it for June 11th to.
Okay.
I've handed out a memo. There were some questions about what sort of the items were within the HI zoning district and which ones are permitted and which ones require Board of Adjustment approval. And so I basically took that list from the code and put it in memo form. So everybody has it. Hopefully that'll be a good chart.
I saw one key point in there that might come in handy.
What's that?
With our negotiations with Northern Korea, they could process the radioactive waste right there.
I was certainly glad to see that was it atomic reactor or in there? Because I've had one in the closet of my double wide for 3 years.
Well, here's the one that I asked Rodney about.
If you don't use them.
I know.
Trivia question, I guess. Does anybody know what gutta percha, chicle, and balta is?
And we're still rolling.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's one of the
valid question because it appears in the.
It's a rubber product of some sort. So I mean, tires, I guess, but right. It's in the code. I just didn't know what it was. I just was curious.
Anything else for the good of the order this evening? Yes, sir.
Do we know when we're going to start our fourth meeting?
Mr. Lank and I are trying to figure that out.
The discussion, to what I got out of the conversation with council that day was. Based on a couple of commissioner comments, was that we would start this in September. But there's some councilmen that want us to do it a little quicker.
Well, so we're still working. We're still working on it. But
we're working on it.
It's not likely to be June, I don't think, because we're out of time.
We're already scheduled to be.
We're out of time.
Yeah, we've already scheduled out June.
What's the lead time to get with advertising and everything? I mean, just the earliest you could do it anyway.
It's
like 45 days probably.
20
anyway.
To 30 days you have to have it to advertise it. We got stuff to advertise.
Right.
There was one other thing I looked at to try to expedite. We had one this evening, and they were the last group. They sat there the whole time. They're trying to make lots out of one. That if we could see an agenda that's not five, don't appear to be bad, that we could add one, those short, little ones that we received, one or two lots, and just add it to the agenda. One at a time until, and then we could get rid of those, and that would help. It wouldn't be expediting anybody. It wouldn't be expediting anybody but them, and it wouldn't affect anybody else because we'd still hold our other file.
But that would be a way for us to address those folks from having to wait so long.
Yeah, we could try to. In knowing the situation like this evening, if we had thought about it, we'd have put it on first. And so we could look at that. There's quite a few, one or two lots. The what we received in 08, there was two or three projects had some size to them. The rest of them were small. Quite a few of them were less than 10 lots. I mean, 10 lots could be a problem, but two or three, four lots. You could probably consider them pretty readily.
Are there any out there that are questionable whether they're moving forward or not? Or I'm wondering if it's worthwhile.
I had a couple of calls this week, and a couple of the inspectors asked me questions because they were getting calls. There's a one project that's already got final approval, they're saying they're not going to develop it.
Well, I was thinking
it's been approved for a year and a half, and it's going to run out in 2012. Right. Another one's got preliminary approval, and they're just going to give me a letter saying they withdraw.
Well, that's what I was wondering more on the ones that are in the pipeline, if there's any.
We've only had a couple.
Yeah. Because
Shane? Two or three? That's all we've had that have actually said they might withdraw.
A lot of them, though, aren't even doing it. I mean, they're not even submitting to the agencies or anything. They're not doing any engineering.
A lot of the preliminary ones we've already granted, we might be voiding them before they get very far because they're not going through the process with the agencies.
My question was more ones that we haven't that are not had their
not
public.
Heard.
If we could reach out to them if we know they're not going anywhere and say, look, are you going forward? If they say no, get them out of the list. You know.
Well, if they come in and say no, they come out of the list anyway. We just void them by their letter of receipt withdrawal. And if they do it before they advertise, then they get their refund.
Okay. Right. I was just trying to look at a way to
the difficulty is we've already, Shane's already gotten most of them through the that process.
Yeah, right.
The agencies have already commented, and everybody's done work on it, and then all of a sudden they withdraw it. Just becomes a lesser number. Yeah, we need to work on that.
Okay. Anything else, gentlemen? Not. We stand adjourned.